Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
We'll begin with the Irish Independent, which is a rather concerning story that more than half of Irish 8-year-olds from less advantaged areas now own a smartphone. And that's twice the rate of those from wealthier backgrounds. The figures are taken from a CyberSafe Kids report of almost 5,000 children in 58 schools. These are primary schools, obviously, and they look at DESH and non-DESH schools. And more than half of the 8-year-olds in DESH schools now have a smartphone, which is twice the rate of those in non-DESH schools. Staying with education, the Irish Daily Mail on the front page says that the Minister, Helen McEntee, has been warned by her own officials that the tools we have to detect students cheating through AI do not and will not work. So obviously there is a worry now in education that students are increasingly using AI to help them with their schoolwork or maybe even to cheat. And apparently we still don't have the proper technology to detect if students are using AI or not. I think at this stage you'd be better off telling them to use AI and then sort of sort out who uses it best or not, because it just feels like it's an unstoppable train. The Irish Sun: child graves dig begins. The remains of nearly 800 babies and toddlers will be exhumed at the mother and baby home in Tuam in Galway from today. So excavation work will start this morning at the site of the former Bon Secours institution. 796 infants and toddlers. They're searching for the remains of those in Tuam today. Irish Examiner on the front page, the final route. If you're on the road this morning, you'll be interested in this. The final route for one of Ireland's largest road projects. This is the Cork to Limerick motorway, 80 kilometres long, talked about for years. Well, the final route is going to be unveiled today. And then on Wednesday, we have the launch of public consultation on plans for 8 new commuter rail stations in Cork for a new train depot. They're also talking about the Lewis as well. There's a lot about transport happening this week. And that's the front page of the Irish Examiner. Also on the front of the Irish Examiner, they're looking at Irish business against litter, which is cans and bottles are still littering the streets of our cities and towns a year on from the introduction of the deposit return scheme. This is the latest report from Eyeball. Waste is down. The cans and bottles waste is down 50% on previous levels, but they were still found in one in every five of the 500 sites surveyed across the country. So far then, it looks like the return scheme not completely eradicating cans and bottles littering. I did see this morning on my drive in a guy with a black sack going through bins here in Dublin city centre, and he quite a full bag of cans and bottles, so he'll make a few quid on the return scheme. But he was going through the bins this morning at 4:30. We should say congratulations to my own town of Naas, because Naas is still the cleanest. So well done to everyone in Naas Tidy Towns. We've had this title now for a few years, and I know everyone in the town will be delighted to hear that Naas is Ireland's sprucest town, including a woman called Josie, by the way, who every morning is picking the litter in Naas Town at 4 a.m. So it's no surprise that Naas gets the cleanest. The Irish Times on the front page tells us that Gardaí have decided not to upgrade any further unsolved missing persons cases to murder, following the conclusion of a review that led to those of Fiona Pender and Elizabeth Clark being revisited. And why this is important is the Irish Times says it means that Gardaí have ruled out committing more resources in several other cases. Think of the likes of Philip Kearns and Trevor Dealey, where foul play is suspected or could be suspected, but right now Gardaí not upgrading those cases to murder. If you're wondering about the weather this week, the Irish Examiner has the details. After the recent spells of heavy rain and thunderstorms, we're going to see a return to sunny spells this week. High pressure is building, building nicely as well, it looks like. And we're going to have a lot of dry weather overall this week. It's going to be a grand week, nice sunshine and just the odd shower at times, says Meta Aaron. Kind of Wednesday onwards is looking good, or even tomorrow. Tomorrow it looks like 20 degrees. Wednesday could be 21. And it's kind of nice for the week. A bit of uncertainty over the weekend, but enjoy it while you can. A couple of final stories for you from the Irish Independent, first of all, where almost half of young adults here say that they would turn down 5 million euro if they could never use the internet again. So they were given the option, if we hand you a cheque for 5 million, but you can never go online ever again. And almost half of them say, no, I don't want 5 million quid. Close to a third of adults of all ages can't last a full hour without the internet when it comes to their personal lives, the poll also showed. And these figures are even higher for young adults aged between 18 and 24. And nearly 2 in 5 people in this group said they couldn't cope a full hour without the internet. Almost half would reject, and that's 48% would turn down the 5 million quid if they were cut off from the internet forever. I think I could do it for 5 million quid, maybe not, but it shows how chronically online we all are. Also in the Irish Independent, Liam Gallagher has hit back at a Scottish council after officials made some rude comments about Oasis fans. So Edinburgh Council said that Oasis fans are drunk, middle-aged and fat. And so what if they are? The remarks were revealed in safety briefings drawn up before the Oasis gigs at Murrayfield in August. And concerns were raised that the Oasis gig would clash with the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. And one of the concerns from the council was that middle-aged men take up more room. So consider this when working out the occupancy. And they were worried about the tone of the band. So basically worried about the type of people Oasis would attract to the city. And Liam Gallagher, not happy with that. And he has heard what they have to say for themselves. And final story comes from the Times of London. Every dog has its day, but apparently so do cats, rabbits, parrots, hamsters and guinea pigs, because people are spending big on their pets' birthdays. Almost 2/3 of pet owners celebrate their animal's birthday or the day that they adopted the pet. That's called the Gotcha Day. And research found that new toys and gourmet food were the most popular presents. That's chosen by 2/3 of people, followed by a new bed or a blanket. And half of owners bought a new collar or a leash, and a similar proportion bought a personalised gift. Owners can have their cat's picture printed on a cushion for 25 quid, or their dog's face on a 4-piece coaster set for 15 euro. And if you're happy to pay a bit more, you can buy a portrait of your dog for 65 quid. More about that in the Times of London. Now, those are the stories making the headlines in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.